Would you be willing to stand with me for the reading of God's word together? Our text this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to do actually verses 17 to 21, and you'll hear this text again in a second from our guest speaker via video, but the word of God is powerful. And it's worth hearing a text twice, particularly one like this. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. So today is Reconciliation Sunday, in case you didn't know, as you came in this morning. And just once again, a brief disclaimer that some of this morning's content is difficult to hear and may not be suitable for young kids. But before we hear a video testimony from a survivor of the residential school system and how faith in Jesus saved his life, let me just give you a few introductory remarks in case this is kind of new for anyone. Just a little bit of history. The residential schools in Canada ran from 1883 all the way up to 1996. There were 139 in total. And it was mandatory by law for every Indian child to attend a residential school. It's estimated that 150,000 or so First Nation, Inuit, and Métis children attended these schools. And as you know, most of these schools were run by churches, particularly Roman Catholic, but also Anglican, United Methodist, and Presbyterian churches. And emerging from those schools are just stories of unimaginable pain, neglect, and abuse, many of which are still untold or are starting just now to be told and to receive attention due to recent discoveries of unmarked grave sites at these schools. And so this morning we are featuring one of those stories of someone who came through the schools and who has now spent his life serving the First Nations people as a pastor. And so please open your hearts this morning to Bruce Brown from Vancouver Native Pentecostal Church as he shares some of his story with us and leads us into prayer, and then we'll respond in prayer together as well.
Hi, my name is Pastor Bruce Brown. I am a pastor of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. It's a real privilege to be able to represent indigenous people across the land from my culture, language, and identity, as well as representing the Lord Jesus Christ in this fashion. In May 27th, 2021, a news release by CBC was given that there were 215 graves containing children at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. And so the intent of the residential school system, their intention was to educate us, to assimilate us, and integrate Aboriginal people into Canadian society. In the words of one government official, had it written down, it was a system designed to kill the Indian in the child. My wife, Adeline Brown, and I, Bruce Brown, were born and raised in Haida Village, in Haida Gwaii. And we also were taken and sent to Indian residential schools. And others who attended residential schools near their communities were often prohibited from seeing their families outside of occasional permitted visits. And so all of us were really isolated from our parents. Students were forbidden to speak their language. It was against the law at the time, or practice their culture. My dad and my mom and dad, when I was a little boy, had everything packed up into the attic that were native. and so we hid it up there for many, many years. And we were often punished for doing so. Many students were forced to do manual labor and were fed poor quality food by the Indian residential schools. There are many accounts of students being provided moldy, maggot-infested, and rotten food. And I can attest to that in my experience in Indian residential school. I was sickly and was starving all the time. Any food I could steal, I did. And any kind of rotten food I found in the garbage, I ate it. Other experiences reported from survivors of residential schools include sexual and mental abuse. And that was very evident with most of our children who were there. Beatings and severe punishments were put upon us, overcrowding, illnesses. We were forced to sleep outside in the winter. The forced wearing of soiled underwear on the head or wet bed sheets on the body. Use of students in medical experiments, disease, and in some cases, many deaths that were there. My wife was told that she'll never ever grow up to be anything. That she would have 10, 12 children, and then she would die, you know, in that area. And so, and then they used to tell me as a native when I was just 6 years old that I would be a drunken Indian and I would amount to nothing. And the intent was to take the Indian out of the Indian, our culture, our language, and our family connection. When I first heard about the CBC making that announcement on the news release, I went in to my my room by myself, and I just wept and wept and wept all over again. And everything just seemed to resurface, you know, and come back up again. For me, it was very difficult. I can imagine other people who have suffered more than me. Many people who know me have said, "We don't know how you did it, Bruce, but you're a success." I don't feel like a success, but thanks be to God who gave me the victory and saved my life. And, in 1969, I gave my heart to Jesus, my wife and I together. From that moment on, I had no pastor, but I had the Word of God. And it was a joy to be able to experience that in my life. And I'd like to read from 2 Corinthians 5, 5:16. "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. It talks to us about being ambassadors for Jesus. And so that's my assignment that Christ gave to me, and have been fulfilling it all these years. I was an elected chief in my village. I was an airline pilot for 33 years and a pastor for 50 years now altogether. And after saying all of that, I would like to say to the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, of whom I belong, and proudly, they have stood by me all these years and supported me and helped me to grow and to be staying true to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I honor Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada from my perspective. It is our mandate by the Lord Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to every person. And that includes the native people of Canada. And we've messed it up. We've messed it up. Out of all of these years, centuries, that the Pentecostal Assemblies have been with us, we only have 100 native churches. And yet, we're one of the most successful ones from the denominations. So I say to all our denominations that we have a lot of work to do to make proper reconciliation and repentance and approaching the native people in a new attitude of presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to our nation. I just pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that Lord, in this presentation, is not one of condemnation, O God, but one, Lord, of the possibilities that are there. Lord, that you told us that we can go in and we can minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations. Father, you know you sent me to many other nations across the world to minister to the gospel, and they received me, O God. And Lord, there are many others who would be called to go back into the native villages, and there would be a renewal, O God, of determination and calling upon the Canadian people to go into our villages and minister and support and help them under their terms, O God, to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ unto them. Leading them to Christ, therefore, O God, receiving eternal life in Jesus. I pray this, Father. I pray that our native pastors across Canada, O God, out of all of the denominations, O God, would be kept and held and strengthened during this time. Our villages, O God, as they search, O God, the ground, for more of our people. I just pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would just cause a tremendous revival out of all of this hurt and sadness, O God, and exposure. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.